Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Reish Mem Hei. We are on page Zayin. It is the page following page number 12. Reish Mem Hei is Yisrael ve'eno Yehudi shutofin eich yisnagu b'shabbos. When a Jew and a Goy have a partnership, how they should be noheg legabe Shabbos. So the Mishabura actually starts off with a little introduction. So let's read the introduction of the Mishabura before we begin the Mechaber. The Mishabura says, Yisrael ve'ino Yehudi, da you should know, ha-heter gomer hu b'im ha-Yisrael yesh lo eze esek o mulocha b'shutafos im ha-eino Yehudi, the proper way, the 100% mutter way that a Jew can have a business together as a partner with a goy is sheyasnu mitchila kodem shelochin b'shutafus. Is that they make a tenai from the beginning before they begin their partnership, and they say as follows: Avod ata b'shabbos. The Jew says to the goy, "You work on Shabbos, v'sikach kathim malachtecha, and you take according to the profits that come in on Shabbos." Hein rav o ma'at, whether it will be a lot or a little. V'ani evod kenegdecha yom echad b'chol, and I will work corresponding to the day that you're working on Shabbos, I'll work a different day during the week. Ve'etol kafi malachli, and I'll take according to my malacha. So therefore, they're splitting the 2 days. You get Shabbos, it's fully yours. I'll get Wednesday, that'll be fully mine, and everything else will split equally. U'bishas chaluka, Yitol ha'ino Yehudi ischar avur haShabbos, and when it comes time to split, the goy will take all the profits that came in on Shabbos. V'ha'Yisrael yitol yom echad kenegdo, and the Yisrael will take in all the profits that come in for his day. Hein rav o ma'at, whether they be a lot or a little. Aval im lo hisnu mitchila. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if they did not make this tnai from the beginning, u'bishas chaluka omer le'ino Yehudi. So they just had stam a partnership. And now when it came time to split the profits, the Jew says to the goy, tol ato keneger amolcha b'shabbos, you take corresponding to your work on Shabbos, v'ani b'chol, and I'll take for the weekday, zehu vaday aser. That is for sure aser. Since it was not stipulated in the beginning, it's ki'ilu, the goy was working for the Jew, and therefore that would be a problem. It has to be that it's stipulated before, Shabbos is your day, and Wednesday is my day. But if it wasn't done before, to do it afterwards is vaday aser when you're coming just to split the profits. We'll see more about that in Mirtz Hashem. V'im lo hisnu mitchila, and if they made no tnai from the beginning, u'bishas chaluka cholku stam b'shava, when it came time to split it up, they just split things equally. Zehu baya b'gemara v'lo shita, that is a question the Gemara asks and does not give an answer. That they did not make any stipulation from the beginning, and when it comes time to split it, they just split everything equally. That's a question with no answer in the Gemara. Upasak haRambam luchumra vaharosh lekula. The Rambam paskins luchumra that is aser, and the Rosh lekula that is mutter. Vahamechaber sosam kaRambam. The Mechaber goes like the Rambam. Vaharama pasak bahago kaRosh b'mikom hefsed gadol. And the Rama paskins like the Rosh in a place of a great loss, and we'll see that as well. V'imhisnu kodem shabo l'shtatev kanal. And if they made a proper tenai before they became partners, like we discussed before, u'bishas chaluka nisratzu lachlok b'shava, and then when it came down to splitting it up, they decided to split it equally instead of going by the days that they worked. Zehu mutter af l'harambam, that will be permissible even according to the Rambam. U'kamo shekosav b'sifbeiz, like we'll see in b'sifbeiz, zehu Ikre adinim shebesifim harishonim. Those are the ikre dinim that have been discussed in the first sifim. V'yeser apratim v'gam tameim yivuaru l'kamei. And more details and the reasons will be discussed later. So that is the introduction of the Chafetz Chaim to Simen Reish Mem Hei. And now we're going to begin the Mechaber on the top of page Zayin. Yisrael ve'enu Yehudi she'esh lahem soda. A Jew and a goy that have a field, O tanur, or an oven, O merchatz, or a bathhouse, or a chayim shalmayim, or a watermill, the shutafus as a partnership, O shem shutafim mechanus b'schora, or their partners in a store that has merchandise. In all these cases, in hisnu mitchila, If they made a stipulation from the beginning, Bishosh Bolishtativ, at the time when they came to join together as partners, Sheyia Schara Shabbos Leino Yehudi Levado, that any schar that comes in on Shabbos goes to the Goy alone, Im Ma'at V'im Harbei, whether it be a lot or a little, Uschar Yom Echad Kineged Yom HaShabbos LeYisrael Levado, and a different day of the week will go to the Yisrael corresponding to the day of Shabbos that the Goy is getting, Mutter, that is permissible. That's where we're going to stop in the Mechaber for today, but that is the summary, basically, of the Mechaber. Very simply, any kind of partnership between a Jew and a Goy, if the Goy takes the day of Shabbos and all the prophets that come in, he works Shabbos and all the prophets that come on Shabbos are his, the Jew takes Wednesday, all the prophets that come on Wednesday are his, whether they be a lot or they be a little, that is going to be mutter. So says the Mishabura now in Sekotan Aleph, Sada Otanur, Tama Dvorim Elu Duboinon Hisnu. The reason for this inyan that we need to have this stipulation from the beginning is the Ilav Hochi, because if we don't have the stipulation from the beginning, Kevon de Mitchila Bishas Asias Ashutfus, since in the beginning of the creation of the partnership, Hayamutul HaMalocha Al Shneim Yachtov, the Malocha was really incumbent upon both of them together. Ulahachi, and therefore im achakach yomer lehino Yehudi, if the Jew then says to the guy later, asay ato levadcha b'shabbos, you know what, we're partners now, but you know what, you work on Shabbos by yourself, v'tolecho kol reva shal Shabbos, and you take all the prophets that come in on Shabbos, v'ani asa levadi yom echad b'chol kenegdo, and I'll work a certain day during the week corresponding to the day that you're working of Shabbos, v'etol oso la'atzmi, and I will take the money there myself. The profits of that day, I'll get. You'll get the profits of Shabbos, I'll get the profits of Wednesday. If that is only spoken out after the partnership was already created, that is like you are making the guy your worker for Shabbos. Because when the partnership was created, you were equals in all the days. And now after the partnership, you're saying, you know what, you take care of Shabbos. So you just made him your worker for your chelek on Shabbos. Ki ilu omer lo, it's as if you said to him, asei ato avuri b'Shabbos. You work for me on Shabbos. Vani ese negezev, urcha b'chol, I'll work for you during the week. V'have shlucho mamish, and that is a case of making a goy a shliach to work for you on Shabbos, absolutely forbidden. So therefore, the stipulation of the days has to be built into the partnership that I, the Yisrael, never had a chelik in Shabbos. From the very beginning, we made ourselves into a partnership that he has Shabbos and I have Wednesday. That's going to be mutter. But if we first become partners, and then I say, you know what, you take care of Shabbos, well, we both had a chelik in Shabbos, I just made him my shaliach, and therefore, it says Tosos, that would not be allowed. Ulefiza, according to this, that is the problem. Im shutafo ha'enu Yehudi ba'atzmo eino oseklum. If the partner, the goy, does not do anything on his own, he doesn't work for the Israel. Rak she'enam Yehudim acherim haboyim lefos. Just other goyim that are coming to bake their bread on Shabbos, masikin bo hatanur shel hashutvus. They fire up the oven that belongs to the partnership. V'nosnim sach ma bischaram, and they pay a little money to rent out the oven. So the goy that's your partner is not actually doing any malacha. They're just having other goyim come in to do the malacha. They're doing it on their own and they're giving some money to the partnership. Yochol ha-Yisrael l'kabel mishutofo scharo ha-magir lo l'fi chelko afilu im lo hisnu. Then the Yisrael is allowed to be mekabel his portion of the partnership from the money that comes in even on Shabbos, even if they made no tnai. Ubelvat shelu yikach mimenu mischar Shabbos levado. As long as he doesn't take schar Shabbos alone, ela yikach mimenu stam bahavlos shar yomim kedei shelo yischar Shabbos. Obviously, you can't get money for work that's being done on Shabbos. That's schar Shabbos. But if it's being done bahavlo, you're getting the money for Shabbos and some weekdays. That would be mutter. Here, the guy is not working for you because the guy who is your partner is not doing anything. The goyim on the outside are doing the work. They're sending in money, and you're getting the money bahavlo. So there's no problem of a schar Shabbos. There's no problem of anyone working for you on Shabbos, because your goyish, the partner, did not do any any malacha for you. V'lo chashinin mishum maris ayin. Everyone's probably thinking, as we've been discussing the last few simonim, but there'll be a problem maris ayin, because here you have the other goyim firing up your oven on Shabbos. So says the Mishabura, we're also not concerned about maris ayin in this case, sheyomru l'tzarech Yisrael hu osa, that they're going to say he's doing it for the Yisrael by firing up the oven. Kevan sheyadua sheyesh l'einu Yehudi chelek bo. Since it is known that it's owned as a partnership, therefore that avoids the problem of maris ayin. Everyone knows that a goy is involved. Sivkatan beis im hisnu mitchila. Again, we said the Jew and the goy have the partnership together. The sada, the tanur, the merchas, the rechaim, shalmayim, or the store with the merchandise. So im hisnu mitchila hatam. The reason is the kevan shehisnu mitchila. Since they made the stipulation for the beginning, lohutol al hayisrael klal meikara lasos b'shabbos. There was never anything upon the Jew to do for Shabbos. Ve'ein ha'enu yehudi shlucho. And therefore, the goy is not his shaliach from the very beginning. Shabbos was his day. I never owned any chelok of Shabbos. Therefore, it is mutter. Sivkaton gimel sheyia schara Shabbos. So we said he gets Shabbos, and the schara Shabbos goes to him. Now, what the Mishavura is going to be bothered by now is these examples that were given, the tanur and the merchatz. So every day it makes its own profit. You're coming and paying money to fire up the oven to bake your bread. You're paying money to use the merchatz. So there it's very simple. The money that comes in on Shabbos, that's the profits of Shabbos. It goes to the goy. But a sada works differently. A sada, it's not earning money by the day. You're planting it, you're plowing it, you're working the field, and later on in the year, the produce comes out. So it's a different kind of chap over there. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel v'gabe Sada, Tzaruch sheyomer lo. Here you have to tell the guy as follows. Tamo lizroa v'lachros b'Shabbos. You work from the beginning. This is a t'nai. You do the planting and the plowing on Shabbos. V'sito b'shas ketzira keneged amolcha b'Shabbos. And you will take at the time of the harvest corresponding to the work that you put in for Shabbos. Vani oshluchi emo b'chol, and I or my shaliach will do the work during the week, one day during the week. Ve'etol gamkein keneged yom shali, and I'll take in the harvest corresponding to my day. So it's a little bit working different by the sada than the other cases where the profits are coming in daily. Sivkat and Dalud, we said this has to be done whether it's a little bit of profit coming in on Shabbos or a lot of profit in me'at v'im harbi. Says the Mishavur Sivkat and Dalud. Since the Jew and the guy, they're each getting one day, Shabbos versus Wednesday, l'mashal, and they're not making sure that things are equal, they're not making calculations that it's equal, therefore they are not partners in the day of Shabbos and in the day that the Yisrael is taking during the week. Rak bishar hayomim. They're really only partners on the other 5 days of the week. Ula afuke, this is coming to exclude in masne imo bishas hatnai. If the Jew makes a stipulation with the goy during the time of stipulation mitchila, shelu basof yavo lecheshbon, that at the end they'll come and make calculations, sheyias schar l'shneim bishaved aser. If the Jew says to the goy in the beginning, you get Shabbos, I get Wednesday, but don't worry about it, at the end we'll make sure everything's equal. That's a problem. That's aser. De'al korcha hu imo b'kashutuv gam b'yom haShabbos. If you're making such a stipulation from the beginning, you take Shabbos, I take Wednesday, but don't worry, we'll make sure everything is equal. So then you just undid your whole t'nai, and therefore he's considered your partner, and that would be forbidden. Sivkaton hei v'im harbe, or if the profits that come in are a lot. If afterwards, meaning the guy maybe made more money than the Yisrael, and after they see what happens, they come to decide something else. So b'shas chaluka, they come to make a cheshbon saying as follows, kama natalta ata meruba, how much have you taken so far? It's a lot. Vani muat, I only got a little bit. Wednesday produced a little bit. Shabbos produced much more. So nachlo kamoser, let's split the rest. Sheyia l'shnem b'shava. Let's work out that it ends up all being equal by splitting the rest of the days in a way that I'll be mashum the part that I lost. So that's a discussion already. So dasa magen Avram lifsok dasa ravid shemachmir baza. So the magen Avram leans to the side of the ravid that's machmir mishum de gloy milsalam afreya, because you're revealing the thing retroactively. That tonight de meikara harama ba'al mahavi. It was just a sly move. You didn't really mean it. In other words, you did everything properly from the beginning. You said, you get Shabbos, I get Wednesday. And you did it. And he just got a lot more for Shabbos than you got for Wednesday. So now you say, okay, the other 5 days, let me get a little more than you, so it ends up being equal. So then it ends up being a game, even though you did the right knife in the beginning, but the way you're splitting the other days shows us retroactively that it was all a game. It was all a game, and you really were ki'ilu splitting the Shabbos day. And therefore, the Magen Avraham goes with the Ravid that is Machmir. However, v'yesh mekilim bazeh, some are meko, kevan dehisnu mekaru, l'maisa, they made a t'nai. Now the goy is a nice guy, he wants to give you a present, he wants to give you extra profits on Tuesday to equal things out, that's fine. What did you do wrong? You made its knife in the beginning perfectly. The problem really is that everyone says it's us. There's the case we had before. If you stipulate from the beginning, you get Shabbos, I get Wednesday, but don't worry, everything will be equal at the end. That's usser. But if you get Shabbos, I get Wednesday, and after all is said and done, the guy wants to be a tzaddik and he wants to be mashlim my part that I was missing from not doing Shabbos and getting Wednesday by giving me extra from Tuesday and Monday. So then, what's the problem? So therefore, there are those who are mekyo and say that it's 100% mutter. Again, the Magen Avraham is a raifi that says it comes out that l'mafreya, there's a shtikla harama going on, so he doesn't like it. V'ayin b'al yirabe sheherich gam kein b'zeh. Look at el yirabe who speaks at length about this as well. U'basof nisha b'tzarechin. In the end, he ends over the tzarechin. Sivkotan vav mutter. So this case, where they're splitting the 2 days, you get Shabbos, I get Wednesday, and whether it's a lot or a little, so he said that is mutter. Says the Mishabura, v'im lo noda achar kach revach shekol echad ve'echad al yomo. It comes time to split the profits, and they just push it, don't know how much came in on Shabbos and how much came in on Wednesday. Things are unclear. Kegom b'chanus. For example, there's a store, and things got confused. They don't know how much money came in on Shabbos, how much came in on Wednesday. They're supposed to split it. The guy gets Shabbos, the Jew gets Wednesday. So zokta mishabura rashoin lechatchila lachlok b'shove. Then they are allowed lechatchila to split it equally. They made the right tnai. Something got messed up along the way. They can split it equally. A very important note over here from Moshe Feinstein, note number 10. Then we'll see a couple of berlochas and another note. Beer b'shal shivas ingris Moshe. Moshe explains. She'ena kavona lachanus she'en efsharus levarer kamu revochem hayu ba b'chol yom. We're not talking about over here the type of store where it's impossible to tell how much profit came in each day. She'im kena tnai enu tnai, because if you know mitchila, it's a type of store, the way it makes its profits, there's no way to tell which day things are coming in, then the whole thing is a game, that's not a tnai that you made from the beginning. Ulefikach osir lehishtatev imanachri b'ofen zen, therefore you can't make a partnership with the goy in that manner. Ela ha-kavonahi b'zakr of Moshe, the kavon of the Mishabu over here is, l'chanush she'ev shuladas kamer revochem hayu b'b'chol yom. It is possible to tell exactly how much money came in on each day. Ela she'tzarech l'tzarech, just it's a burden, it's a pain in the neck, but it could be done. Ulefikach, and therefore, if it happens sometimes, that it got unclear, something got confusing along the way, and it's not clear what each person made, so lo nasa adavar bavur zeh, then it won't be us, or then you can speak it equally, split it equally. But says Moshe, if you know it's going to end up being that way, avadi, you can't do it. You thought you could do it properly, something got messed up along the way, so then the Mishabura says, you could, in fact, split it equally. I'd like to read two biralachas back on page Zion. Number one, Sheyesh lem sada otanur b'shutvus, says the biralacha, Hainu shehu shel shneim be'etzem, either it means their partnership is in the ownership of the sada or the tanur or any of these other things, o shekibluhum me'echad lehis'asek bo b'shutvus, or they're taking on, let's say, the arisas, they're taking on the job of working the field together as partners. So the biralacha is telling us it's either their partnership in the ownership or partnership in the work that's going to be done. Either way, these dinim will apply. Number two, Bir Alocha, very, very important. The Mechaber had said that part of the stipulation is in the atvim harbei. You get Shabbos, I get a different day, whether it's a lot or a little. Says the Bir Alocha, nirit hu adin afilu lo pirshu kem beferish. Zot l'chavetz chayim. You don't have to speak out whether it's a lot or a little. The mistama kenu, that's understood. That's mistama, that's what you mean. The lo bar rak lafuke, the mechaber only uses that expression because he's coming to exclude the following case. In masna imo shilabasof yavo l'cheshbon mishnei yomim da'aser. If he says mitchila, you work Shabbos, I'll work Wednesday, but don't worry, we'll work it out at the end, like we saw the Mishavura, that's not good. Then Mechaber is coming lafuke that, so he says, whether it's a lot or a little, but not that you have to actually speak out those words of in the atim harbi. Kamosh gasati Mishavura, like I brought down in the Mishavura, that case would be aser. V'chein mashmur miloshin ha-gemar b'avodazorach of beiz. And that's actually the mashmos of the Gemara itself, which is the source of this halacha, in avodazorach of beiz. Gemara says as follows, Yisrael v'ein Yehudi shekiblu sada b'shutfus, a Jew and a goy have a field as a partnership. Lo yomar Yisrael v'ein Yehudi, the Jew shouldn't say to the goy, tol chelkecha b'shabbos v'ani b'chol, you take the Shabbos earnings, I'll take the weekday earnings. But v'im hisnu mitchila mutter. But if they made it tonight from the beginning, like we've been discussing, then it's mutter. V'lo hisker klal b'braisa shiyomer hein rav o'ma'at. And nowhere in the braisa does it say that you have to stipulate whether it's a lot or a little, as long as the stipulation was in the beginning. When you initially created the shutfas, it would be fine. I want to end the shiur with just one other interesting ha'ara, and that is the first note in the siman, note number one. We're discussing over here how a Jew and a guy have a shutfas with Shabbos earnings. How does that work? But in fact, we had in Chelek Beis, if you remember, way back in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, it's really very not pashut to have a partnership with a guy ever. Forget Shabbos. Here we're discussing Shabbos, but look at note number one. Velasos esek o shutfas im nocher b'yemos hachol. Doing business or a partnership with the guy during the week. The Shulchan Aruch told us earlier in Kuf Nun Vav, it also writes in the Choshen Mishpat that it's usher. You can't have a partnership with a guy. And the reason is, Shema Yischayev hanochri shvua. Maybe the guy through the partnership will be chayev to swear. V'yashav avodah zarah, he'll be swearing in the name of his avodah zarah. V'yavur ha-Yisrael alo yisham al-picha, and Yisrael's going to be over the avera of causing him to say the name of the avodah zarah. So the Mechaber holds his aser. V'haramo hiter lasos esek o shutfus in nochi b'zman hazeh. The Ramo argues and says that nowadays you are allowed to have a business together with the goyim. Kevon shan nochrim miskavnim b'shvuosim l'shem shemayim. The Ramo writes, the goyim nowadays, when they make a shvua, they have in mind the Kadosh Baruch Hu also. They have in mind Hashem. Elashem mishatvim al shem shemayim avodah zarah. If they mention the name of avodah zarah, they don't mean to swear the name of avodah zarah, they mean Hashem and the avodah zarah as a shutfus. V'lo matzinu sheyesh bazeh mishum l'fneiver. We don't find that there's an avera of causing a goy to do a shutfus of Hashem with an avodah zarah. There's no l'fneiver. Sherei ein heim uzharim al hashitav. They're only usher in avodah zarah, not in shitav. I'm reading this note just to point out that before you get to this siman that's discussing how you split a partnership with the goy l'gabe Shabbos, there's some a deeper Indian going on that has to be addressed. The post can discuss this, how you're having the partnership with the goy in the first place. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of Sif Aleph and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.